So today we're going to read a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, chapter 6, text number 1. So we've departed from our usual tradition of doing the Bhagavatam class today because it is the appearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunandana, Vishnupriya, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and it's the disappearance of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So what a special day today. And it's Vasant Panchami. I was speaking to Gopal, who spends a lot of his time in India. He says on Vasant Panchami, they begin the holy celebrations, the throwing powder, but it goes through different parts of Braj. We generally think of holy as the same time as Purnima, but in Vrindavan, it's going on in different parts of Braj throughout the whole month. And traditionally on this day, people wear yellow. Anyone wearing yellow? Deliberately? Is it a deliberate thing? I notice the deities are wearing yellow and green today. It might be connected. We'll have to ask the pujaris. Anyway. So I chose a verse that describes the mercy that Lord Chaitanya gave to Raghunath Das Goswami. So as is often the case, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins with a verse that he has composed in Sanskrit, which summarizes the chapter. So please repeat after me. Translation. With the ropes of his causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. He made Raghunath Das Goswami one of his personal associates, placing him under the charge of Swarup Damodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances unto him. So what I'm going to read, that was verse number one. There's no purport, but there's the chapter six has a chapter summary, which is very nice because it describes the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. So if you just go to the, if you're following on your phones, then just go to the summary of chapter six. And the chapter is called The Meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami. A summary of this chapter is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya as follows. By the way, Amrita Pravaha means flow of nectar. So Amrita Pravaha Bhashya is a flow of nectar commentary from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ki Jai. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into transcendental fits of ecstasy, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami attended him to him and satisfied him as he desired. Raghunath Das Goswami had been attempting to come to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a long time, and finally he left his home and met the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Shantipur on his way to Vrindavan, Raghunath Das Goswami had offered to dedicate his life at the Lord's lotus feet. In the meantime, however, a Muslim official became envious of Hiranyadas, Raghunath Das Goswami's uncle, and induced some big official court minister to have him arrested. Thus Hiranyadas left his home, but by the intelligence of Raghunath Das, the misunderstanding was mitigated. When Raghunath Das went to Panihati, then Raghunath Das went to Panihati, and following the order of Nityananda Prabhu, he observed a festival. What's the name of the festival? Chidadadhi Mahotsava, by distributing chipped rice mixed with yogurt. The day after the festival, Nityananda Prabhu gave Raghunath Das the blessing that he would very soon attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this incident, Raghunath Das, with the help of his priest, whose name was Yadunandana Acharya, got out of his house by trickery and thus ran away. Not touching the general path, Raghunath Das Goswami secretly went to Jagannath Puri. After 12 days, he arrived in Jagannath Puri at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Therefore, another name of Raghunath Das Goswami is Svarupera Raghu, or the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. For 5 days, Raghunath Das Goswami took prasad at the temple, but later he would stand at the Singha Dwara gate and eat only whatever he could gather by alms. Later he lived by taking alms from various chatras, or food distributing centers. When Raghunath's father received news of this, he sent some men and money, but Raghunath Das Goswami refused to accept the money. Understanding that Raghunath Das Goswami was living by begging from the chatras, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented him with his own Gunja Mala and a stone from Govardhan Hill. Thereafter, Raghunath Das Goswami used to eat rejected food that he had collected and washed. This renounced life greatly pleased both Swarup Damodar Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took by force some of the same food, thus blessing Raghunath Das Goswami for his renunciation. Kripa gunarya kugri handa kupa du dritcha bangya raghunatha dasam nyasya svarupe vidadin tarangam shri krishna chaitanyam amum prapadye. With the ropes of his causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. He made Raghunath Das Goswami one of his personal associates, placing him under the charge of Swarup Damodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances unto him. Om Agyana Timarandasya Dinanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistang Stapitam Dhyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Raghunatham Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitangscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kansana Gorange Radhe Brinda Vanishvare Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I request your blessings, everyone assembled here and anyone listening online, that I may say something that is, which is in line with Shastra, which is pleasing to the Acharyas, and hopefully inspiring to somebody, if not all of you. By Krishna's mercy, anything's possible. So we have a number of new devotees here who are staying at the temple. How long are you here for? 1 week or more? 1 week. How is it? Are you tired? Everything's good? I got a thumbs up, so that's good. So, I find quite ironic that in the description of Raghunath Das Goswami's family life is kugriha, contemptible family life. Now, anyone who's familiar with the biography of Raghunath Das Goswami knows that actually he was fabulously wealthy. His wife had the beauty comparable with an apsara, extremely beautiful. So why would anyone want to leave family life? And why would it be called contemptible? But of course, happiness is a relative thing. One who has tasted a drop of the ocean of the nectar of devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You know, we get drops coming from Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but it's actually an ocean. And the Goswamis are like on the bank of this ocean, tasting little drops and distributing them. One who has tasted just a drop of that, for that person, the beauty of an apsara and the wealth of Indra is insignificant, you see. That is why we can say that Raghunath Das Goswami's family life is contemptible. So he had proper taste for Krishna, otherwise he would never have renounced such a wonderful situation. In this material world, so many people are striving for wealth and for nice family life, and Raghunath Das Goswami had what everyone would be dreaming of, and yet he still renounced it. Why? Because he was mad after Krishna. If we remember, he went to Shantipur and stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood his mind. He could understand that Raghunath Das Goswami, was he called a Goswami at the time? I don't know. Was restless. He was restless because he was so attached to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya actually placed his feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. So if you can imagine, that's Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. Radha Krishna combined placed their feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head. So what would you feel like if that happened to you? Would you go mad? Would you go ecstatic? Of course you would. You'd want to give up. You wouldn't want to leave. But he had the unfortunate situation. Actually, it's not really unfortunate because it's transcendental separation. He had to leave and go back to family life. But before he left, Mahaprabhu gave him some instructions. He said, Antari Nishta Bahi Loka Vyavahara Achirat Krishna Tamaya Kuribi Udara. Internally, have Nishta, meditate on me. Externally, meditate on Krishna. Externally, Loka Vyavahara, act like a normal person. What does normal mean? Normal means pounds, shillings and pence, as Prabhupada called it. Someone who's into material life. Act like a normal person. And quickly, Krishna will deliver you. This was a strategy. Because if we know the father of Raghunath Das Goswami employed guards to stop him leaving. Because Raghunath, at any possible opportunity, he would leave and go to Lord Chaitanya. So there were five guards, there were also servants, there were also cooks, there was an entourage of 11 personalities in total that were keeping Raghunath Das Goswami in household life. When his father understood, he said, if he cannot be bound by the ropes of wealth and a beautiful wife, then what hope is there of binding him? But he tried anyway. So following the advice of Lord Chaitanya, he acted like a normal person. Normal materialist. And when the time was right, the guards, they dropped their guard because they thought, oh, he's behaving normally. I think the danger's gone. Because he used to try and run away and get captured, and he used to try, and this was going on time and time again. When they were off guard, he had tricked them. That's why the word bhangya is used in the verse today. By a trick, bhangya. So Lord Chaitanya said, you just act like a materialist. They won't suspect. And then when the time is right, you run away. So he did. And of course, he didn't go down the normal path. He went through the forest, etc., so he wouldn't be detected. And he finally went to Jagannath Puri. And he spent the rest of his time in Jagannath Puri until Lord Chaitanya left the planet. And then in deep separation, he then went to Vrindavan. And he was actually going to do the unthinkable. He was going to throw himself off Govardhan Hill, commit suicide, because he was so attached to Lord Chaitanya and he couldn't live without him. But Rupa and Sanatana Goswami gave their mercy. They took him under their wing, and he spent the rest of his life in Braj. So he's a personality with very deep bhajan. There's a beautiful verse from Mukta Charita. Nama Shrestham Manamapi Satchiputram Atasarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Matarim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Maho Radha Kamadavasam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shigurum Tam Natosmi. Where he prays, I offer my obeisances to my Guru, by whose mercy I have obtained the association or the shelter of Rupa, Goswami and his elder brother Sanatan Goswami, of the holy name Namashrestham, of Swarup Damodar. Remember, he's known as Swarupera Raghu because he's under the shelter of Swarup Damodar. He's attained the shelter. He continues his prayer. He has attained the shelter of Radha Kund, Girivaram. What does Girivaram mean? Anyone guess? Girivaram. Govardhan Hill, yes. Girivaram. Radha Madhava, some Radha Madhava, like this. Therefore, that is the, if you want to know the inner mood of Raghunath Das Goswami, just meditate on this beautiful verse from Mukta Charita. Now, he's not a prolific writer. We think of Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami as prolific writers, but he did write some very, very sublime literature. Vilap Kusumanjali is one of them. Mukta Charita, the Stavavali. Stavavali contains the beautiful teachings of the mind, Manashiksha. I'll read you some verses. I don't want to put off the newcomers here, but it's hardcore, just to let you know. Because we have to defeat the mind. So here's what he says. I'll read four verses. There's actually, I think it's 12 verses, but they're long verses. So I'll read four of them. So you can get a mood of how a self-realized soul talks to himself. We have this mind. You like me, we all talk to ourselves, right? Do you find that? Especially if you're alone, you talk to yourself. You're talking to your mind. You're having a conversation. The mind is talking to you. You're talking to the mind. There's all this something funny going on. We don't live. There's not one person in there. There's your conversation going on. My dear mind, you must categorically relinquish all frivolous and mundane talk, which is like a prostitute who steals all your intelligence and resolve. The desire for liberation is equally evil, for it is like a terrifying tiger devouring your very being. This is a wonderful statement. Desire for liberation is subtle materialism. It's based on our own sense gratification. It's selfish. What should be our mood? Our mood should be, let me serve the acharyas, life after life, wherever we may be. You know, one of Prabhupada's disciples is called Bhavananda, which means one who takes bliss in coming to this material world again and again and again, because Bhava means the material world. Why? Because then we can serve the Sankirtan movement again and again and again. So just think of the desire for liberation to be a terrifying tiger devouring your very being. I further request that you even abandon your attachment to Lord Narayan, the husband of Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who offers the grand benediction of residence in Vaikuntha. I simply and humbly request that you live in Braj and worship Sri Radha and Sri Krishna, for they bless their devotees with engagement in their devotional service. Here's another verse. My dear mind, in this material life, you're attacked by lust, which is like a gang of thugs that waylay innocent pilgrims, strangling you with strong, terrible ropes in the form of distress, pain, and futile endeavors. In this condition, you must cry out piteously and invoke the mercy of the unalloyed devotees of Sri Krishna, the killer of the demon Bakasura. They will surely protect you from this dilemma. My dear mind, you have embraced the path of self-realization, yet you foolishly think that you are cleansing yourself by bathing in the pretentious, fierce quality of deceit and fault-finding, which are compared to impure donkey urine. Factually, you are incinerating yourself and dragging an infinitesimal spirit soul like me into the conflagration. So here Raghunath Das Goswami says, I am the spirit soul, and you are the mind, and I am not you. Stop this suicidal course. Dive into the immortal ocean of sublime ambrosia that awaits you in loving devotional service at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Resuscitate my very being, and thus give both of us endless happiness. One more verse. My dear brother mind, the despicable desire for material honor and distinction is compared to a shameless and low-born prostitute who eats dog meat, yet she is flagrantly dancing in my heart. How then can the pristine love of pure devotion to Sri Krishna ever find a place in my heart? You will simply have to serve the unalloyed devotees of the Lord, who are intimate associates and stalwart supporters. They alone can drive out this prostitute and enthrone pure love of Godhead within my heart. Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Jai. Let us talk about Vishnu Priya. There's a lot of personalities. I thought I'd say a little bit about all of them. So Vishnu Priya is one of the consorts of Lord Chaitanya. What was the name of the other consort? Anyone know? Lakshmi Priya, yes. So there's a purport in Adilila that explains who these personalities are. Vishnu Priya is the Shri Shakti, Lakshmi Priya is the Shri Shakti. Vishnu Priya is the Bhu Shakti. Now, anyone who's familiar with the Ramanuja Sampradaya or the Madhva Sampradaya, of course, we are the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, but those who follow the Madhva line only, they worship Lord Narayan in awe and reverence. So Prabhupada explains, if you want to know more about the Shaktis of Lord Narayan, then you can consult those Sampradayas. So as it said, actually in the Sitopanishad, said, Icha Shaktis Tri Vrida Bhavati Shri Bhumi Nilatmakam Mana. That is, the Icha Shakti of the Lord has three divisions, Shri, Bhumi, and Nila. Now, Bhumi is sometimes just abbreviated to Bhu. So these Shaktis, they're kind of grouped together. They're Shaktis of Lord Narayan, Shri, Bhu, and Nila. And in Bengal, the Nila Shakti is sometimes called the Lila Shakti. So Lakshmi Priya, she's the Shri Shakti, and Vishnu Priya is the Bhu Shakti. And Navadvip Dam is a manifestation of the Nila Shakti. So that's the ontological position of Vishnu Priya. She is the Bhu Shakti. So the wives of Lord Chaitanya, they had a hard time. They both felt deep separation. Lakshmi Priya, she actually left the planet. She went into yogic trance. She couldn't bear separation when the Lord was in Bengal preaching. And she just went back to her eternal position in the spiritual world. At that time, on the request of his mother, Lord Chaitanya took another wife, Vishnu Priya. Shortly after that, he then took sannyas, plunging her into an ocean of separation. So she actually, for her life, she worshipped Lord Chaitanya in separation. There's actually a neem deity carved of Lord Chaitanya. And who knows where this deity is now? I knew Doyle Baladev would know the answer because he used to take devotees round Parakram in Navadvip. So he knows. Tell us. Dameshwar Prabhu, yes. Jai.
Now, when she was speaking separation, now this is in the Navadvipa Mahaprabhu.
Yes. Do we have a microphone? Going to hear some nectar.
When? So,
yes.
So, is it mentioned in Navadvipa Mahatma? When Lord Nityananda took Jiva Goswami on Parakram, the first day, he took him to Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And Nityananda, now this is written, if we carefully study that book, he said, there was a neem tree that was here, but it disappeared by the touch of Lord Chaitanya.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, if we go there now and say that is not the original tree, that was planted by Bhagavan Thakur, when you discovered, we discovered. So what happened was that by the mercy of Vishnu Priya, that deity we see is actually made from one of the branches of that original neem tree.
Original neem tree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also at that place where the deities that Gaunatai changed over 22 times was also cut from another branch as well of the original tree.
Thank you.
So if you want to get darshan in the original tree, you have to go to Navadvip.
Jai. So that's one of the spots on the Navadvip Parikram. I remember I did it several years, maybe year 2000, I went several times to that temple. It's very beautiful. And Vishnupriya, she was so renounced, she would chant rounds all day, and every time she finished a round, she would put aside one grain of rice. And at the end of the day, she would boil that rice, and that's what she would eat each day. So she's very incredible personality, feeling deep love for Lord Chaitanya. Vishnupriya ki jai. Let's talk about Raghunandana. So Raghunandana teaches us a very important lesson, that actual, the ultimate, Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai. That seniority is actually based on devotion and not based on any other criteria like age or influence, position, authority, etc. It's all based on one's devotion. So Raghunandana, he was the son of Mukunda. Now Mukunda had a family deity called Gopinath. And one day Mukunda said to his son, I want you to offer food to the deity. Mukunda was going out. So this is the family deity. Raghunandana was being trained up. So he told Raghunandana, I want you to feed Gopinath. And he showed him how to do it. And he left. So then Raghunandana, he went to the altar and he placed the food for Gopinath to eat. And he did all the rituals. And then he asked Gopinath to eat. And being like a simple boy, he actually thought that Gopinath was going to actually eat the food and he would be none left. Of course, nothing happened. So Raghunandana, he's getting a little bit upset. And he says to Gopinath, why are you not eating? My father told you to eat and you're not eating. And he started crying. And Gopinath, seeing the pure love of Raghunandana, he reciprocated. And he actually came off the altar and he consumed the prasadam. It's a wonderful example. You have the example of the Shakshagopal deity. He walked all the way to bear witness. You know, the younger Brahman, he said, Pratima Naha, to me, Shakshad Brajendra Nandana. You're not a statue, you're actually Brajendra Nandana. So this is our consciousness. We should be thinking of the deities as actually none different from Krishna. It said in the Padma Purana, Archivishnau, Shiladi, Yashiva Naraki Saha. If one considers the deity to be a piece of stone, one has hellish consciousness. So Raghunandana was so blessed that Gopinath actually revealed that he was actually non-different from Krishna. So when Mukunda came back, he said he wanted to eat some prasadam. So he asked his son, where is the prasadam? And the son said, Gopinath ate it. And he was very puzzled. He said, my son doesn't normally lie. What's going on here? So he asked his son to do another offering. And as Raghunandana was making the offering, Mukunda peeps through the curtain and he sees Gopinath come off the altar and eat half of a laddu and go back on the altar. He was full up from the previous meal. He wasn't hungry, but he just took half a laddu. You know, later on, Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, so, who is the father and who is the son? Is Raghunandana the father or the son? And Mukunda said, he has taught us devotion. Therefore, he is the father. And Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is correct. He said, Janha hoiti Krishna bhakti, se guru hoi. Whoever gives Krishna bhakti, that person's the guru. Now, we don't want to blow our own trumpets, but there's many people in this room who I would say are the father or mother of their parents, because they are devotees. Not all, none of our parents, some of our parents are devotees, but many of our parents are not devotees. So some of you maybe already have brought your family to devotional service. So in a sense, you are like the father or like the mother. So that's a nice thing to think about. Raghunandana ki jai. Let's talk about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. I'm only saying one little pastime for each. Now, there's a famous pastime involving Pundarik Vidyanidhi. I think many of you know this one. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi is one of the great devotees who was incognito. Sometimes devotees, they don't like to reveal their greatness. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he would dress as a materialist and act like a materialist. That was his disguise. So on one occasion, Mukunda decided to bring Gadadhar Pandit to see this very advanced devotee, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And when they came, Pundarik was dressed in fine clothes. He had a mirror. He was studying himself. He was chewing pan. He had like silk and satin bed sheets, etc. Lovely ornaments. So he was like a complete materialist. Now, does everyone, there's a famous statement of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. He says, he wrote one of the rules of the Gaudiya Mat. He said, no foppery in the mat. You know this? The word being a fop. A fop means someone who likes to enjoy material things. They had a rule in the Gaudiya Mat. You couldn't drive the car. They had an automobile. They were yuktavairagis. They were using modern things for Krishna's service. But there was a rule. You couldn't drive the car unless it was only for seva. You couldn't do it for any other reason, you see. So foppery means enjoy material things, like fast cars, nice clothes, you know, nice music, materialism like that. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he looked like this type of person. And Gadadhara Pandit had this doubt. He's thinking, couldn't figure out, why has Mukunda brought me to see this person? He's a materialist. And then Mukunda recited a verse from the Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigangshaya payaya dapya sadvi lebi gatim dat ruchitam tatonyam kamba dolayam sharanam brajima. Who is more merciful than Lord Krishna, who granted the position of nurse in the spiritual world to the Putana demon who had come to kill him by placing poison on her breast? So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this, he went into ecstasy and he started having a fit, so to speak. It's said that this is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, even 10 men could not subdue him, such was his fit of ecstasy. And he was kicking and flailing and all his ornaments, the bed clothes, everything was all spoiled. And it's said that for 6 hours he lay in trance. And at that time, Gadadhara Pandit was so remorseful. He thought, I have misjudged this person. And he had an idea. He thought, how to make amends, how to atone for this. What was his atonement? Took initiation, yes. He took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So it's said in the Krishna Lila, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is Vrishabhanu, father of Radharani. I mean, as we know, Gadadhara Pandit is Radharani. So we see that Radharani has effectively taken initiation from her father, so to speak, like that. Pundarik Vidyanidhi ki jai. And we'll finish with a few comments about Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So if you're all reading Prabhupada's books, you'll read this term a lot, because so many of Prabhupada's purports have references to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he's known as Vishwanath because he spreads bhakti. So anyone who spreads bhakti is the guru. Guru is like the lord and master of everyone. And of course, his shiksha guru is Narottam. And Narottam Das Thakur's guru is Lokanath. So every morning for Guru Vandana, we sing Lokanath, Lokara Jivana, which can have a double meaning. It can mean the guru who is the master of everyone, or it can mean particularly the guru of Narottam Das Thakur. So there's a beautiful lineage There's Narottam. There's actually several Diksha Gurus between Narottam and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And the samadhis, there's a samadhi, if you go to the Radha Gokulananda temple in Vrindavan, there's a samadhi of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lokanath Das Goswami, and also Narottam Das Thakur, there's Pushpa Samadhi. He didn't leave an actual body. Remember, he left his body by dissolving into milk. Last time I gave class on that, and Swayam Bhagavakeshwar Maharaj said there's a Duk Samadhi in Bangladesh. Yeah? A milk samadhi. They took the milk from the body of Narottam and they made a samadhi out of it. So these three wonderful personalities, their samadhis are in the Radha Gokulananda temple. So it said, Vishvanathar Pranadanahe Jaya Radha Gokulananda Radha Gokulananda Rahathe. Radha Gokulananda is the Ishtadev of Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he was a prolific writer. I mentioned some of the works of Raghunath Das Goswami. He wrote several books, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote over 20 books. And many of them were, how should we say, little footnotes, if you like, to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has written so many beautiful books, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur took some of the essence of those and elaborated on them. Because this Bhagavat Gita is ever expanding, and sometimes, by the Lord's mercy, such wonderful personalities come down from the spiritual world and they bless us by expanding the nectar in the form of beautiful literature. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is one of these personalities. So he wrote, it said, the Vaishnavas, they take great pleasure in the Kana, Bindu and Kirana. These are three books by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Ujjvala Nila Mani Kirana, which means a ray of Ujjvala Nilamani. So Ujjvala Nilamani is one of the books written by Rupa Goswami. It's, if you consider it to be the next level up from Bhakti Rasavida Sindhu, because it exclusively elaborates on the conjugal rasa. Ujjvala Nilamani. It's a very elevated book, not recommended for everyone to read. Don't read it unless you're very pure. So he wrote a ray, Ujjvala Nilamani Kirana, a little ray, a little explanation from that. And also one of Rupa Goswami's books is Lagu Bhagavatamrita. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote Bhagavatamrita Kana, a drop of Bhagavatamrita, where he summarized parts of the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. Yeah, it's rhymes. Sindhu Bindu. Okay, it's good. A drop of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Sindhu means ocean, Bindu means a drop. So he's taken the nectar of Rupa Goswami and then given it to us in condensed form. Some other wonderful books he's written, Sharartha Darshini and Sararta Varshini. So Varshini means shower, Sararta means essential meaning. So the shower of the essential meaning of the Bhagavad Gita, that's the commentary, the Bhagavad Gita commentary, Sararta Varshini. And the Bhagavatam commentary from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is called Sararta Darshini, which means revealing the essence, the Sararta, revealing the essence of Bhagavatam. So on days like this, you know, it said, Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani, that devotion, the mother of devotion is the special days like Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, etc. But also the appearance day of these acharyas, there's some special mercy. It's there if you want to give, if you want to grab it, if you want to delve into the nectar of those personalities, if you want to read the works of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, maybe you'll get special mercy because it's a special day today. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you all for your patience, and I've a few minutes left. Anyone got any comments, questions, or any inspirational thoughts you have on these wonderful personalities? Doyle Baladev Prabhu and Srinivas Prabhu.
Going back to Raghunandan Thakur.
Yes.
You know, he lived in the village called Srikanda. And one of my favorite pastimes is that one of Lord Nityananda's associates, Abhiram Thakur, came there one day. And Abhiram Thakur, he had a whip for Jaimangala. So anyone he whipped, they got Prema Bhakti.
Amazing.
So he one day went there.
Jaimangala.
But he didn't whip him because he knew he's a pure devotee already. He just embraced him. And then Raghunathan Thakur, he went into so much ecstasy that at the time he was wearing some ankle bells. And he was so much dancing in ecstasy that one of the ankle bells flew off his ankles, landed in a place in Katwa, which is, Katwa is about an hour's drive away. So when Lord Titania heard about this, he said, he landed in some place, or I've been that place. And he said, we have to inaugurate this place. So on the orders of Lord Titania, they dug a kund. So it's called, what they call them,
Nupura.
It's called a Nuprakund.
Nuprakund, okay.
Yeah, Nuprakund. So then Lord Titania, all the devotees were there. They put a garland on Lord Titania first, but he took it off. He said, no, don't give it to me. Give it to Raghunathan Thakur.
Thank you. Wonderful mercy. Before Srinivas speaks, just to make an announcement, tomorrow is the appearance day of Advaitacharya, and we're going to do a little something different. We're trying to facilitate the community because many people work, so we're going to have a evening festival. Well, it's actually starting at 4:30, and there'll be bhajans, actually songs of the Acharyas, kirtan, be a class from Kartik Chandra Prabhu, then we'll have Gaurarti, there'll be prasadam, etc. So, you're all invited, and anyone listening online, please think about if you can come after work, or if you're not working, come for the program. It starts at 4:30. And if there's anyone in the Brahmachari Ashram can bring their projector, I text one of the devotees, but he didn't reply. So if anyone can bring the projector, thank you, that's all lined up. So we're going to have some bhajans. It's nice to do bhajans, and everyone's welcome. We can take part, so we have an early program. And of course, we'll have the morning program with Satchinandana Swami giving class as well. Srinivas Prabhu, did you have put your hand up for not?
So, Haribo.
Yes.
Yeah, so, disappearance of Vishnu Chakra Thakur.
Disappearance of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and appearance day of all the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the interesting pastime of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he was sitting in Shamukund under a tree and he was writing and didn't eat anything. So a voice was telling him, you have to eat. And then the tree said, I am speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
The tree said, I was an impersonator in Kashi. Because you've been writing underneath me, I've become purified now.
Amazing. Lovely story. On the topic of trees, it's interesting that Raghunath Das Goswami, he was living at Radhakund, and he had this desire to renovate the kunds, Radhakund and Shamakund. Then he chastised himself. He was thinking financially. But Krishna reciprocated, and he inspired a wealthy man to donate his money to have Radhakund and Shamakund excavated. And while they were doing that, there were five trees there, and they were going to cut them down. But then Raghunath Das Goswami had a dream, and in this dream, Yudhisthira Maharaj came to him and said, these five trees are the five Pandavas. Don't cut them down. So when they created the boundary of the kuns, they made sure that these trees were not touched. Hare Krishna. Anyone else got any points? Comments? Okay, we'll adjourn. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.